do this, man.
I seen your girl do this. So I hit her in the DM.
What is the, is that thing called Serial? Is that it on public radio? Lauren's been listening to the one that is about Bo Bergdahl, which she says is extremely interesting. And this guy Bergdahl apparently is a real sack of shit. That's according to her. But so what was interesting were the stories of the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. I guess it's Iraq or wherever he went AWOL. And what was interesting was that the guys would talk about the experience of combat. And one of them said, he said, I remember picking up my weapon or whatever and saying, let's do this, before they either, you know, went out on patrol or went into some kind of an attack. And the guy said, right when he said that, he said, I can't believe I just said, let's do this. In other words, it was a movie line. And he said, I can't believe I just said, let's do this, you know. There was another instance. I forget what the fuck it was, but they heard of some god-awful thing that happened in America. Maybe it was a slaughter or something of, you know, another gun nut or some shit. And one of the guy said, what do you think of that? He said, I think I want to go out and do to the Iraqis or whatever, the enemy, like twice what that dude did back in the United States, something like that. So the basic point of it was, if you'll pardon me for blathering on, the unusual things that are spoken of and talked about and are that come to mind, you know, in a situation like that. So, hello, everybody. I don't know if you can tell from the sound of my voice, it is early morning. It is early morning on this Monday. Some days we do the show the night before. Some days we do the show in the morning. And here's the thing about doing the show in the morning, as you know, and this may be the biggest problem with doing the show in the morning, is warming up the Margaret voice. So I might be talking this way to you, but the good thing about doing the show in the morning is that the energy is perfect for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it's just perfect for me. I'm not thinking too hard, and believe it or not, to do this, there is a fair amount of non-thinking you should do, because you're performing for people. You're not just being Mr. Commentator or whatever the fuck some people think they are. You are you're performing, and when you're performing, you're going through this kind of improvisational effort, and a big thanks to everybody that was on the Friday night chat. We missed, we had like two females. We had Allie and we had Sheila, who are our most loyal women. Everybody else was a dude, which is fine. You know, I love my dudes. But you know, we got to get some chicks working into this mix. Kicks for kicks. Why is Donald Trump winning? All these clowns, you know. Chairman of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp. Look at this guy. You know, you conservatives and Republican motherfuckers and Democrats, nobody knows why. Don't start breaking it down and telling me, motherfucker. His message works. Is that right? That's why Donald Trump is leading. His message resonates. What is his fucking message? Here's his message. I'm not a politician. That is his message. I'm rich. I'm not a politician. I'm extremely definite about what I want to do. Follow me. He's a Pied Piper. He's a Pied Piper. He's a salesman. And believe me, guys, I know what a salesman... You know, I grew up with a salesman. My father, this is the kind of guy that they are. They're engaging. They never stop talking. They constantly get your attention. They're talking about anything that will keep your fucking attention. Not saying that they're you know, corrupt or necessarily nefarious individuals, but when it comes to running the country, for Christ Almighty, you got to slow these motherfuckers down. Let me put it to you this way. Please understand this. If a salesman comes into your house and starts giving you the big long talk about how he wants to sell you this vacuum cleaner. I'm going to tell you this vacuum cleaner, wonderful thing, and you're catching some of it, and some of it you're not. But some of it sounds really good. And not only that, let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. Here's what I'm going to do. Well, you got yourself a vacuum cleaner. The guy's gone, and now you're left with this fucking thing. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Is it going to work the way the guy said it was going to work? Well, I guess you got to turn it on and find out. And that motherfucker ain't around. Now, obviously, the president of the United States is around. And what a Donald Trump would do is keeps on selling, man. Just keeps right on selling. Why didn't it work? Let me tell you why it didn't work. It isn't my fault. These goddamn Democrats. Donald Trump will be the very first guy to blame somebody else when shit goes wrong. You know who it'll be. Donald Trump will not take anything on himself. If, I mean, in the real sense. 74% of... Here's the thing about what Trump did. He won those evangelicals that rarely go to church. Did you see that statistic? He won the big, big majority of evangelicals. In fact, most evangelicals don't go to church. Donald Trump won 74% of the evangelicals. And of the ones that went to church, goddamn Cruz won 25% of them, or whatever the hell it was. I believe that's the figure. Something like that. You understand. And here's this big mouth clown on TV right now. I don't even need to show him to you. Well, I'll show him to you, but you don't need to hear him. And I'll tell you something else. I'm talking here. I don't know why he won. Well, look at this. Does this help you? Trump's direct attacks. Well, there's going to be a debate on Thursday. Is that it? That's it in a nutshell, man. My father was a guy that never stopped talking. Never fucking stopped talking. And kept selling, man. You just keep right on selling, son. You're right on selling, brother.
Interesting. This is Asking Alexandra, and this is the song called
Uncivilized?
Undivided. This then is Undivided from Asking Alexandra.
They want a candidate that tells it like it is. Well, no, they don't. They want a candidate that sounds like he tells it like it is. Tells it like it is. Daily Audio. What's going on in Syria, man? What's going on in the Middle East is a throwing off of a lot of the old order, which was the fascist order, the military junta, the strongman, the dictatorships, the totalitarian regimes. Now, they may replace them with a new kind of totalitarianism, and that's called theocracy. And that's where religion rules. And, of course, there's some fucking mindless pricks in this country that want that kind of governance for our country. God knows why. Audio.
Well, you better get this voice going, Phil, because I don't think it's ready at all. I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In Matthew 4, chapter 2 through 4, 15...
Well, the one good thing out of the weekend for me was that Ted fucking Cruz. That motherfucker is dead meat. Christ, was that great. That was... I can't tell you how wonderful that was to see. Oh, man, was that beautiful. Because that guy is worse than Trump. I'm telling you, that motherfucker is dangerous. That motherfucker is a psychopathic... And what I loved about Cruz is this guy... I guess he doesn't figure people hear him from state to state. But he kept pitching that whole strict constructionalist, whatever the... conservative, constitutional conservative. He's basically saying to anybody that isn't, you know, fuck off, I won't be your president. And you can tell me that he isn't saying that. Yes, he is. That's exactly what he's fucking saying. He never once says anything other than, I'm looking for conservatives, and we're going to have a strong conservative hand running this country. I mean, everything about the guy is odious beyond fucking words. And why do people not like him? Because he is an inflexible, you know, my way or the highway ideologue. This guy is there's nothing about the guy that's democratic in the sense of democracy. You know, to be an American is to accept one basic premise. That is to be involved in American life, in American political life. It's to accept, you have to accept this one premise. If you don't, you're fucked. Good God, what is this? This girl's final moments were caught on camera. And so was her killer. See what happens. I don't think I want... See no evil, all new season. Anyway. You have to accept this one premise. And the premise is... It's possible for me to change my mind about things. It's possible for me to have a different opinion of something once I get information that changes my opinion. That's all you have to do. Doesn't mean you have to do it. It means you have to accept that that is a possibility in your life. If you can't accept that... Fuck you, man. Get out of the fucking country. Or don't run for office. Just do everybody a favor. Shut up and stay in your little motherfucking corner, okay? Because you're not doing anybody any favors. This prick, Ted Cruz, has probably we sat his ass down. He'd probably tell you, you know, he's had the same opinion. And will have the same opinion till the day he dies. There ain't nothing going to change it. He may pay lip service to it. Got right on the border of Israel is his goddamn. But Ted Cruz is done. He's done, and he always was done. But I always feared that motherfucker was going to. I don't know. I always feared that motherfucker was going to make some move. You know, he was going to be a factor. I didn't know what his support would be. I didn't know how many so-called... You know, it turns out, and this is the truest thing out of all this shit, whatever you think a conservative is, whatever conservatives imagine themselves to be, there ain't a whole fucking hell of a lot of them. Not in the sense that Ted Cruz thinks there is, and probably not in the sense that any other motherfucker up there thinks there is. Including Rubio, who's very conservative. I got elected to public office. I understand that, you know, at Florida politics, national politics, whole different ball game. That motherfucker, Rubio, Cruz, all these conservatives, these motherfuckers are, I'll tell you, dreaming. So, along comes Trump, and he sounds like a different kind of a conservative. He's a guy who pretty much will say anything when it comes to social issues. Says he's pro-life. I don't believe that for a second. I'm not saying that he won't act like he's pro-life. I'm not saying to keep political expediency. Donald Trump has learned throughout his entire life, in order to get the deal done, say what you got to say. Now, where in the fuck? And let me say this. I don't think, to be honest with you, the Republicans, you know, he's going to have to say that he's pro-life because that's an issue that the fucking Republican hierarchy has got to have on the, must be that. But he's pro-life like I am. And that motherfucker, he ain't married to any of that shit. Now, of course, gay rights. I haven't heard one comment from anybody about gay rights. This prick, Cruz, one of the things that sunk him was this religious liberty bullshit, which is another way of saying, let's roll back gay rights. Roll back the right to marry for gay people. Roll back all that shit. That's what religious liberty means to Ted Cruz and probably to most of those motherfuckers. Doesn't mean religious liberty at all. It means the extension of the Judeo-Christian fascist grip on the, spiritual or ethical life of America. And nobody else gets to come close, you know. And that's not, I don't think that's not real Christianity, in my opinion, anyway. Oh, God. Warning signs missed. Let me tell you about this motherfucker that shot those people in Kalamazoo. What fucking warning signs were missed? I'll tell you who, if there were some that were missed, that motherfucker missed them, that prick. Not my fucking job to be staring into the eyes of every son of a bitch who walks down the street and make sure, yeah, if I want to stay alive, I suppose I've got to keep myself alert. There's no question. And maybe that's what they're talking about here. In terms of protecting ourselves, but this piece of shit that did what he did, they're going to find out, no question, that motherfucker is cuckoo. And I mean psychotic. I believe he's psychotic based on one thing, that he was taken alive without incident. Now, I know you guys will probably have an argument with me and all this shit. I understand. But I believe, I've got a basic belief here that these psychopaths will generally take their own lives. Well, let me get my thing together here, man. I got to get my thing together here, man. I got to get my thing together here, man. Okay. Now. Da-da-da-da. We'll have a little bit of music here. We're just having a little bit of music here. Isn't that pleasant? God, I miss playing fucking heavy metal, man, and I haven't in a while. What we know and what we don't know about the shooting spree. Go ahead, tell me about how it's all a fucking... Look at a man that died here. Tell me about how it's just a simple matter of the people that use the guns are the problem. Yes, we know. We got a bunch of guys right now who want to roll back Obamacare, which includes, by the way, includes, and Donald Trump and the rest of these goddamn motherfuckers want to get rid of Obamacare because it's a disaster in his mind. He wouldn't fucking know what a disastrous health care plan is for a nation if it came up and sucked him off, almost as good as Melania does. He just, it's a disaster. Let me tell you something about why premiums go up. The Obama health care plan requires that you have a health care plan that actually protects you and not the shit fucking can plan that you most likely have got right fucking now. Not all of you, but some of you anyway. Maybe most of you. I don't know. Not the shit fucking plan. Doesn't cover fucking prescriptions. Has very, very limited, if any, kind of hospital care. Doesn't cover things like, you know, x-rays or specialists. I mean, there's all kinds of healthcare plans you can get. Oh, yeah, sure. And then when you get sick and you start to whine and bitch and cry that you're not fucking covered. Don't do it, man. Trump says, you're not going to need half that stuff. Who the fuck is he? Who in the motherfucker is this guy? He says, you're not going to need half that stuff. Really? You know what's going on in this fucking... You want to know why trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars is spent every year on healthcare? Because people can't afford it. Because people have to be treated according to the law signed by the wonderful Ronald Reagan. Nobody can be left without medical care, which means he just dumped it right into the laps of the hospitals and the insurance companies who passed that shit along to us. Now, if you got insurance, it costs your motherfucking ass a lot of money. If you don't have insurance, well, you just don't have fucking insurance. And you either die, or if they pick you up off the fucking... This is Trump saying people dying in the street. I understand about dying in the street. I get it, man. Trump says nobody's going to die in the street. Where are you going to stick them, Donald? We already got fucking health care in this country that covers people from dying in the street. It's called emergency room health care. We got that. And all these stupid motherfuckers who think it's all about illegal aliens being treated. No, it's about regular dumb fucking cunt Americans being treated who don't have health insurance. I sat here one night and I talked to some far right-wing conservative producer back in D.C. who was telling me that she did not have insurance and she needed to go to the doctor for something that's going to really cost her a lot. Really? I said, but you don't want to get Obamacare. I know. On principle, I don't want Obamacare. She had no insurance. On principle, she didn't want Obamacare. What kind of fucking idiot is that? I talked to another dumb cocksucker. These are just people that I know, either on Facebook that I'm talking to, or I'm talking to people that work in the radio business. This one guy I was talking to had a bad arm. Well, I got into a fight, yeah, and I was defending the honor of my lady. Well, that's great. But you're not working. No, I'm not. I tell you, man, I'm you know, it costs money to get... have you looked into health insurance? Well, no, no, I can't afford it. Well, yes, you can, because there's... I mean, you can't afford it. You know, there's affordable health care that's being provided for people right now. Don't give me this bullshit. Can't afford it. Motherfucker can afford to go out and get a fucking load on at the local bar. He's paying rent. Give me this shit. So... Well, you know, yeah, I'll look into it. He didn't like the idea of having to go out and actually do something. See, you know, I'm telling you, the ignorance is beyond fucking belief about what you got to do and what it takes and what it doesn't take and how easy it is or difficult to get health insurance. Motherfuckers don't know shit. All right, now I got to get this thing stopped here. Poppy Harlow. Poppy, what's
up? Shot and killed by this suspect. Four others were shot and killed at a Cracker Barrel. And this community, it's a safe community, Poppy. Kalamazoo only had two homicides all of last year. That number has already been...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know, Poppy. Fuck.
Well, I don't understand.
Posted pic of kids on Facebook described as even-tempered. So what were the warning signs then? The fact that he was even-tempered? Jeffrey Hadley. I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Unbelievable that anyone could carry this out. And then we're learning that he goes on and picks people up, Uber customers, in the middle of all this?
That's
These
right,
are unsettling
Poppy.
Details that we're learning. I spoke to a source with knowledge of the investigation, Poppy, who tells me that this suspect was an Uber driver and, yes, in fact, was picking up fares in between his shooting spree. As a matter of fact, when he was eventually captured about 12:30 a.m. last night, he was still actively working, still picking up fares when he was taken into custody. Police describe him as being very even-tempered when he was eventually arrested.
Sure he was.
I did learn just a short time ago that he has been interviewed, interrogated by police, but even still, they don't have a motive. What really bothers authorities here locally is the sheer randomness of this all. The police chief was telling me that for all intents and purposes, the suspect is an average Joe. They did seize a semi-automatic handgun from his person when they arrested him. They also took a look inside of his home and seized several other weapons, Poppy. They're trying to figure out if whether or not those weapons were used in the commission of this shooting spree.
I know in the last few hours, Nick, we've just been learning the names of some of the victims, so I want to know what you can tell us about them, and then there's a child still fighting for her life.
Yeah. Six people killed by this suspect. He's expected to be arraigned sometime tomorrow on those murder charges. The victims range ages between 14 years old, 74 years old. Two of them still wounded critically. One of them, a mother of three children, that 14-year-old that you mentioned, had surgery earlier this morning. She still is in very, very critical condition, according to the police. They're really worried about her prognosis. Another of the six victims was a father and son. They were at a car dealership looking for a car when they were shot and killed by this suspect. Four others were shot and killed at a Cracker Barrel. And this community, it's a safe community, Poppy. Kalamazoo only had two homicides all of last year. That number has already been eclipsed by this shooting spree carried out by this suspect who's
well,
in custody.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's a goddamn good thing we got guns because, you know.
Frank Abagnale, convicted felon and con man.
That was a long time ago. You know.
I'll tell you, it's a great thing that we got that Second Amendment. Because we have guns to protect. Really? I know. Ask Trump, that father and that son, they could have pulled the guns out immediately and fired back. Right? Should we walk down the street with just holsters on everywhere? That'd be great. That'd be great. Should you be allowed to wear your gun into a bar? And let me just say one other thing here, which, you know, one of the most legendary law enforcement individuals in the history of America was a guy by the name of Wyatt fucking Earp, right? He's one of the most legendary cops ever in the history of the world. And he and his brothers prohibited the wearing of firearms in Tombstone. Don't bring your fucking guns into town. Now, you go tell Wyatt Earp's ghost that he's dumb and full of shit and he doesn't know what he's talking about, and like that. And that was the wild motherfucking West, Jack. That's where there was nothing, man. I mean, we had a fucking army fort every few hundred miles, and you had one guy, a marshal. You had a town sheriff. That's it. You didn't have shit. There's no law enforcement training. There's no fucking, you know, rules of engagement. You know, there's no, ain't nothing, man. That was it. And you deputized citizens when you needed them for a posse or whatever else. And if you were lucky, you were within a day's horseback ride of an army outpost where you could bring, you know, some reinforcements if you really needed them. But the one rule they had was you don't bring guns into town. Now, why don't you go ahead and tell them they're crazy? And I'm sure that there's all kinds of fucking self-styled cowboy motherfuckers that could tell me why it worked then and wouldn't work now. Well, no, they couldn't. They think they could. You got a lot more people and a lot more guns. Yeah, well, guess you're going to need a lot more fucking law enforcement, too. Need a lot more good citizens. Fucking gun owners and that, and that, to listen to them talk, in my opinion, is to listen, at least these politically active gun owners, is to listen to fucking imbeciles. I mean, I don't hear one of those motherfuckers make any sense at all. All they talk about is how they're afraid of their getting their goddamn precious fucking guns, which I guess they take, lube up, and shove up their assholes once a night. They're not just running around and, you know, using them on their target range. I think they actually have carnal relations with those motherfucking things. That's how goddamn in love they are with their fucking guns. Fuck you, man.
Well, now you've done it. Now you have blown off all of the people that would be your friend.
Yeah, that's me. That's what I did. All right, here we go. I got a gal in Kalamazoo. Print. Okay. All right, so you're hearing a little silence if you're listening here on the... Okay, let me see here.
I think the whole thing is a marketing strategy, absolutely a marketing strategy, because what's happening now is they're afraid that they, if they give up the Apple, then everyone goes over to Samsung, because no one will want to buy, have an Apple. And no one will want to have the Apple. And not the Apple, it's the...
Father James McCorders uses his Apple, and I think it's Father James McCorders to whom we turn in times of need here. Father McCorders. ...601. Right?
I'm sure you understand. I'm sure you get what I, where I'm coming from, don't you? Indeed you do. Indeed you do.
All right. Oh, my God. These men, Taylor Smith, 17 years old, killed with his father. The only reason why any gun nut cares about this news story is he's got to go hug his fucking gun tighter because he's afraid that Obama's coming for his gun. Now there's a whole new line of bullshit. I don't know if you've heard it. Here's the new line of bullshit that the gun nuts are using. Well... it was never about Obama taking our guns. It was just about the power. Oh, yeah, I see. You're a lying motherfucker to go along with all the other bullshit you've been fucking throwing out there. Now, it wasn't about Obama taking your guns. Now it's about... it's about power. You cocksuckers will say anything, including lying through your motherfucking teeth, to hold on to and to continue to stick up your asshole your fucking guns. Republican rivals race to win Bush's billions. Billionaires. This is Larry Grover. Print. And here we go. Larry Grover, print, and there we go. Bush, billionaire.
Well, yes, good morning, Phil. Yes, good morning, Phil. It's,
Father McCorders. Yes, Father McCorders. Yes, Father McCorders. Yes, Father McCorders.
Well, your voice sounds about as bad as mine, Margaret.
Well, thank you very much. Well, thank you, Father McCorders. Well, thank you, Father McCorders.
Yes, it really does.
Father, I have,
Oh, boy, that's going to be really rough, man. So we have Apple, we have Bush's. What is this? Well, the gun story, fuck.
As you can understand, the idea that someone would go from parking lot to parking lot and situations and just opening fire and shooting innocent people in front of children and shooting children. Do you understand why?
You know, when the odds are stacked against you.
What happened to the montage? That was fast.
Let FedEx help your small business.
You bitches shut your fucking hole. Is this man? Okay. Fuck FedEx. I'm almost ready here, man. Almost ready here. Who gives a fuck the mayor of London? This motherfucker's got that much power? Maybe I don't know what a mayor is in England. Print. All right, Father McHarters, Larry Grover, and
Dr. Jim Sadler.
No. Father McHarters, Larry Grover, and who else?
I think,
it could be Pastor William Rennick, you know. The sexual tension between myself. The sexual tension between myself. If this voice better clear the fuck up here.
Well, Phil, I'm doing the very best that I can. good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. I don't know. The cold is still hanging on, isn't it?
Yeah. The cold is still hanging on. This woman on CNN just grosses me the fuck out. Her name is, I don't know, she's, what's her name? Carol something? Carol Costello. She did a report once about cougars, hot-looking older women, and put herself in the middle of the story like, you know, when you're a cougar, well, like me, I mean, in other words, and I was, you know, it all of a sudden made her like a 50% less attractive, just the fact that she even threw herself into that category. But
yes, Phil, I think it's very important. Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and as you can hear, I'm still hanging on to the cold.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Well, Phil.
All right, here we go. Now, what else? Is it Vernon Dozier? No, it is not Vernon Dozier. It has to be somebody else. This is the British-backed pound.
The British-backed pound, I think, is, we got to bail them out. And, Phil, I think they have to bail each other out. Well, Phil, I don't think there's any question. We have to. Now, it sounds too much like Vernon Dozier. Now, if we have to bail out these Limeys, wait a minute. Larry Grover and, Vernon. Yeah, good morning, Phil.
All right, I don't know, man. Don Mixa. Jesus Christ. the British pound. I don't know, man. Let me see. Let me see. Let me bloody well see. I've got to see.
Well, you know, Phil, I've always said, Phil, let me say this. I've always said that the British pound is tied to the economic health of England. I have great interest in England. And you can say everything you want about me having sexual tension, you know, with the...
talking about that.
I am talking... That woman...
You call me... Don't you ever call me woman.
All right. But the British pound is tied to the economic health. Now, look, England should go its own way.
It cannot go its own way.
I'm going to go your own way. It was the British Empire, and I think it should still be the British Empire. And whatever happened to that empire they had all kinds of shit. You know, one time this British... I know there's no British Empire anymore, but England... And look at this guy, Rubio. You swear to God that Rubio just won an Irish sweepstakes. What is that clown talking about?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Well, you know, I don't know. It just...
Pretty sure that's Pastor Rennick. All right, I'm ready to go, man. I don't know about the rest of y'all. But I'm ready to go, y'all. You ready to go, y'all? I'm ready to go, y'all. Now, let's see. We were doing Undivided.
Yes. Oh, yes. Welcome, everyone. It's real fun.